The Mishnah continues Masechtas Maaser Sheni Perik Yud Beis as we continue with the Psukim over here. They're all part of the Psukim of Vidya. Lo yachalti va'oini mimeni v'lo va'arti mimeni b'tomei v'lo nasati mimenu l'meis. Lo yachalti va'oini mimenu, I did not eat from it when I was an oinen, v'lo va'arti mimenu b'tomei. I didn't remove it when I was tomei, v'lo nasati mimenu l'meis, and I didn't give it for the needs of people that are not alive. Pasuk continues, Shemati b'kol Hashem alekai, yasisi chalasha sevisani, I listened to the voice of Hashem, I acted according to everything that you told me to do. Our mission explains the pasuk. Lo yachalti va'oini mimeni, when he makes this statement as part of the vidui, what is he saying? He's saying, I didn't eat from it when I was an oinen. If a person, Rachmana Litzlan, loses one of his close seven relatives, father, mother, brother, sister, son, daughter, or husband, wife, wife, husband, that person becomes an oinen. An oinen is aser to eat maaser sheni or bikurim. Min ha-Torah, he is considered an oinen, he or she is considered an oinen the entire day that the person passed away, even after the person was buried. Chazal said that the period of aninus continues the night afterwards as well. Chazal also said that if a person was buried not on the day he passed away, but the next day, then the person remains an oinen until that day. So he says in his vidui, le'yachalti va'oini mimenu, I didn't eat it when I was an oinen. So we learn from here, hoyem acholoi bianina, that if he did eat it when he was an oinen, eini yochel lisvades, he cannot say the vidui. V'loi va'arti mimenu b'tamei, I did not perform beer when I was tamei, I didn't separate my sersheni when I was tamei and cause it to become tamei. But if he did so, he can't say vidui. So a tamadik, a person cannot touch maaser sheni. Some say pshat is, hifrishoi means when I destroyed it. I have the mitzvah to destroy the maaser sheni when it comes to time of beer. I didn't do so when I was tamay. Some are takagairis, not ha'im hifrishoi betumah, but im haviroi betumah. If he destroyed it when he was tamay, eni yochel lisvadis, he can't say vidui. V'le'nasati mimenu l'meis, what does that mean? The kavana is, le'lekachti mimenu, I didn't take from the money of maaser sheni, to make an orein v'tachrichim l'meis. Orein is the casket, the box that the meis goes into, the tachrichim are the clothes that the meis wears. So the emesis says the batanura, what are you supposed to do with the money of maaser sheni? You're supposed to buy food with it. So even to make an orein, or clothes, for someone who's alive, you can't. Only eating, drinking, or rubbing it in, shmearing. And if you bought, let's say, clothes, you have to eat maaser sheni kenegad the value to make up for it. So what does the Mishnah really mean over here? Le'lekachti mimenu orin v'tachruchim le'meis. Even for a live person, you can't. So the Torah explains as follows. Lo'y mebaya, for sure, if he smeared, let's say, the oil of maaser sheni onto a meis, he can't say vidui. It says mimenu. You took the goof of the maaser and you used it for a meis. But the chiddush is, even if he didn't do that, didn't mamish smear it onto the mace, but he purchased needs for the mace, like the oren and the tachrichim, he still cannot say vidui. Weiter, we go continue with the pasuk, v'loi nisativ, I did not give the maaser sheni le'oinenim acherim, to someone else who's an oinen. And if he did, he can't say vidui. Even though you're not allowed to do it anyway, it would be ever lefne ever lesei to michshel. That other person's an oinen, he can't eat maaser sheni, you can't cause someone else to do an avera. So the Mepharshim say, but could be just because he was over the lava of a lifnei iver, that doesn't mean he can't say vidui. So the Mishnah is telling us, no, that this is a chasaron in the kiddush of the maaser that you didn't treat properly, and if you gave it to another oinen, you cannot say the vidui. He continues, Shemati b'kol Hashem alekai. I listened to Hashem alekai. That means, hevesiv, I brought it lebeis abchira. I brought the maaser sheni to the beis hamigdash. Really, you don't have to bring maaser sheni to the beis hamigdash. You have to bring it to Yishalayim. So what does he mean, I brought it to the Beis HaMikdash? Because most of the time, with the money of Maaser Sheni, they would purchase a Karban Shlamim. That's the main mitzvah. Some say when we say Beis HaBchir here, we mean Yerushalayim. The reason we're using the term Beis HaBchir, which usually means the Beis HaMikdash, is that you can only eat the Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim when there is a Beis HaMikdash, like we explained earlier. Some say the Kavana here is for Bikurim, which Yitaka do have to bring to the Beis HaMikdash. And finally, Asisi, I did Kechol Hashet Tzivisani, whatever you commanded me. The kavan is, Semachti v'semachti boy. I rejoiced, and I caused others to rejoice with it. I ate my maaser sheni in a happy mood, and I brought simcha to others by sharing it with them.